Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
Joining me in studio now, Paul DeMera, solutions expert with Rogers. Thanks for coming in, Paul.
Thanks very much, Steve.
Now, Paul is one of my old standbys. For many a year, Paul has advised me on all things mobility related. He's people say, "How do you know so much, Steve?" And I really don't. I would always go and talk to people like Paul and say, "What's going on with this? What's going on with that?" And he would fill me in on all of those things. So I'm very glad he's here. And you got exciting news, lots of cool stuff from Rogers, especially around super high-speed wireless.
Yeah, the latest offering is LTE, and it's basically changing the way people can use wireless as far as speed goes. It bumps you up 3 or 4 times over what's out there today for what's called HSPA.
Let's take a step back, because depending on what network carrier you choose, you've got these different standards for wireless transmission of data.
Exactly.
Right? So the LTE is the newest, shiniest car on the lot from Rogers. But before that, your new shiny car was HPSA, right?
HSPA.
HSPA, which stands for high speed something or other.
Packet access,
okay.
Yes.
And before that, we had
Edge.
Edge, which was good, but not so good anymore. And the other guys, the other main standard in Canada is What TELUS provides. What's that? What's their service?
They started with what's called CDMA, and
yeah,
then moved on to something called EVDO, Evolution Data Only,
yeah,
and then EVDO Rev A.
Okay.
And everybody's kind of jumped on HSPA now, and we've moved ahead of that going into the LTE realm.
Okay, so everybody's heads, people are just turning,
spinning.
Saying, isn't there something else we can talk about? But let's talk about what LTE brings to the table and not worry about it. So if you are in certain regions in the Lower Mainland right now, you can get some smoking fast internet access wireless.
Exactly. It, again, changes the capability for people to do multimedia. It moves you further ahead, and it allows you to experience rich multimedia instantaneously. It's super, super fast.
Is this what they're talking about when they say 4G?
Yeah, it depends on who you talk to. really, 4G is just a name, but I mean, what people are interested in is the speed. They just want everything to just happen now. We're really impatient. You know, us humans, we want things right away.
Okay, so we need to create a picture for our listeners. Because,
for sure.
First of all, how fast is LTE? Give me the numbers, and then we'll try and boil them down and break them down into real-world statistics for us.
The most important thing to realize is it changes depending on where you are. I mean, you can get typically 3 to 4 times the speed. So 12 to 25 megabits is what we're telling people as an average. I've seen 61. I've hit 60 plus megabits on the downlink side and 15 on the up. That's not going to be typical for everybody. That's just if you're in the exact right location. Typically, again, 12 to 25 on the down, 5 to 10 on the uplink.
Okay, so 12 to 25 megabits coming down into your system. Let's put that in context with what you'd be getting from your wired connection at home.
Yeah, and it depends what you've ordered and what you have for service. Like my service, I happen to have 5 megabit down and 500 kilobit per second up with Delta
yeah,
cable, which is
easily. We're pretty
now
lucky.
Yeah.
So, I live in Delta too, and I'm not buying anybody else's service because we've got about the best in the country as far as high speed.
It
access
just works, right?
Yeah.
So this bumps you up even higher than that. And,
so it's
and
actually
mobile,
faster?
It's faster.
So I've got 5 megabits on my Delta, on my Eastlink account right
yep
now. I could get 5 times that download off of a wireless connection?
Exactly.
You are not serious.
I am serious.
No, that's wrong.
It is wrong, but it works great.
Wow. And what's it going to cost me then? Are you going to charge me a fortune to
well,
use this?
Rogers has stepped up to the plate here, and we've made the data buckets bigger. So now you can get 10 gigabytes for $50 a month, and that's our promo right now with LTE. And for most folks, that's going to be a lot of data that they can use up every month when they're mobile.
10 gigabytes.
Yeah.
So that's going to be, that's like 8 movies. Roughly. Well, I guess
it depends on
be a little smaller, yeah.
Yeah, it depends on the resolution of your movies, but
And a gazillion emails. I mean, emails and web browsing, you're not going to put a dent on that bucket. The way you're going to put a dent on that data package is by downloading video.
Exactly.
And that's what it's about. That is the holy grail right now for the mobility spaces. We want people consuming video on tiny screens.
Yeah, I think we call it video snacks. You know, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes on the YouTube thing, 5 or 10 minute news broadcast. That's what lots of folks like. Some folks are watching movies, but we're finding a lot of folks just want bite-sized chunks. You know, they're maybe on the SkyTrain for 15 minutes. They want to watch some
news,
content,
some
news,
sports highlights, a funny YouTube video of a dog water skiing, something.
Sea Isle 650 on the
oh, yeah,
you know, direct,
can,
right?
Yeah, they can watch us sitting here in the studio if we were recording this.
Well, movie. They could listen to us.
But I know what you look like, so I didn't actually decide to record this on the TV side as well. So where is LTE available today for people that want to use it?
Today, we have it on the air in Richmond, Vancouver, and Burnaby.
Okay.
And I mean, if you're along the edges of those areas, like let's say certain places in North Vancouver, West Vancouver, you could pick up a signal from downtown Vancouver. So, but the primary cell-serving area is Vancouver, Burnaby, and Richmond at this point.
What gear do I need then to work on the LTE network?
You need four things, actually. You need the coverage, obviously.
Yes.
You need an LTE SIM card, which is a new
different
SIM card.
SIM card. Okay.
An updated SIM card. It's got some enhancements in it. You need an LTE price plan to go along with that SIM card.
Yes.
So you could use an LTE SIM card, you know, it's just a regular SIM card if you want. Mm-hmm. Use it that way. But to get LTE service, you have to have an LTE price plan. And then you, of course, have to have an LTE device. And there's several of those out right now. The one that we're really, you know, excited about is the one in my hand here, which, of course, your viewers can't see, the Sierra 313U. Mm-hmm. And this is a multifunction device. It
looks like a big key fob, but it's basically a USB device. It's
exactly.
an internet stick. You've had
exactly.
to rock it for a long time, and it's along that line. It's a little bit bigger and fatter.
And the ironic thing is Sierra Wireless is just a few blocks from here, actually,
yes.
in Richmond. So they're a local Vancouver company, and they produce this LTE rocket stick.
So the LTE is, at this point, a connectivity device for computers. It hasn't reached our phone space yet.
No, it's really the LTE capability for data is for computers, exactly. Mm-hmm. So Macs and PCs. We do have some LTE devices coming out, and those are going to be in the tablet space.
It'd be ideal in the tablet space.
Yeah.
I was just thinking. Yeah.
And I've been testing one out recently and really impressed with it, the HTC Jetstream.
Mm-hmm. Android tablet?
An Android tablet, yeah. It really is, again, you know, a bump in speed, so the user experience is enhanced.
So who is the prime market for this? Is it small business? Is it the consumer?
I think it's a little of both. It really depends. You know, we're finding more and more people are interested in being mobile. They have, you know, laptops or tablets, and they're interested in getting on the net wherever they are. And so it's any you know, anywhere, any content, any time kind of thinking. So certainly business people are interested because it enables them to do what they need to do as far as email and other content they may be interested in looking at. Consumers, the people that are early adopters, are very interested in this because it gives them, you know, speed that they would get at home wherever they are. And I find myself in that category as well. I love being
speed
able to
faster search. Than home wherever
exactly.
and that begs the question is if I lived in an area where this was available and I chose it for as a service, would I then start seriously thinking about not having wired internet at home?
You know, that's a real possibility. We're seeing people's behavior change with regular phone service, right? They're just going straight to cell.
Yeah,
they're buying a smartphone.
I don't have a landline. Do you have a landline still?
No, actually,
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah.
You know, my whole family, wife and son, are on iPhones, and that's all we use.
Yeah.
We're just all wireless.
Yeah.
And so
there's a possibility then that we could see that, you know, if you don't need the cable connection, or if you do want to just have a cable TV connection, and for all of your internet access, because I wouldn't want to be, you know, especially if I live in some of the areas where that are being serviced in Vancouver by companies that I don't want to mention that are throttling the internet, that are getting beaten up in the press for throttling the internet. Did I say Shaw? especially if you're in one of those areas where you're being throttled. Why would you want to step? It's like going back to a dial-up modem.
Well, and the best part is you can be anywhere and use it. So, you know, if you think about the desire to go down to the coffee shop and have a coffee and don't have to worry if there's Wi-Fi there,
yeah.
not or there. If there is, great. If there isn't, well, you know, you can.
Again, I don't think you'd step down.
You know what?
It's very difficult to go back.
I agree.
Once you've got speed. Well, you know that.
I agree.
You know that.
And that's exactly the point. Once you've had a taste of the Kool-Aid, so to speak, and faster internet access, you're going to want it all the time.
LTE, when is this going to reach my handsets?
Very shortly. We have devices actually that are coming into market right now. And if you check our website, you can see the ones that are there and the ones that are coming very shortly. So again, we've just got
with
stuff ready to go.
With this speed, though, what's it going to do to battery life?
You have to be mindful of that. I would suggest that, it depends on what you're doing. If you're going to try and stream 2 hours worth of video, it's certainly going to keep the transmitter on all the time. But my experience so far has been very positive. As I said, I've been playing around with the Jetstream, and the best part about it is it's rated at like 9, 10 hours of battery life. So I haven't noticed any issues of, using it all day long and having a problem so far. So.
Paul, you want to stick around and talk about the rest of the world of tech? Paul's multi-talented as far as versed on tech, so you can take off your Rogers hat and just put on your geek hat and spend a little bit of time with me.
You bet.
We're going to take a quick break. Paul DeMera is with me. I'm Steve Dotto, and this is Dotto Tech.